The whites and their offspring attempted to force Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, into the false belief that whites had a special relationship with God by creating a fictional prophet who was to bring the true religion of God to the people. They desired to control the actions of Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, by forcing the false belief that there is only one God and only one true religion. The whites desired to make Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, stop our communication with the great God and the great goddess, Amen and Amennet, our communication with the goddesses and gods, our ancestral spirits and the nature spirits, so that we would follow the fictional white god, its fictional prophet, and by extension, we would follow the whites themselves. The name of the fictional prophet and their false religion is called Muhammad and Islam. Prophet Muhammad never existed. The term Muhammad is a term the whites stole from the god who is the male spiritual force that operates through the great river in Kemet, often called the Nile. Because it very rarely rains in Kemet, the people of Kemet are greatly dependent on the great river for the growth of their crops, the well-being of animals and themselves. The people depend on the great river for their survival and their ability to live a good life. The great river of Kemet is the longest river in the world. The name of the god of the river in the language of Kemet is Hap or Hapi. The great river Hap flows through the entire country of Kemet. In the language of Kemet, Reset means south and Met means north. Because the god Hap governed the entire length of the country, the people referred to this god as Hap Reset, meaning Hap of the south, as he flows in the southern part of the country, and Hap Met, meaning Hap of the north, as he flows in the northern part of the country. It was this aspect of the god of the river, Hap Met, or Hap of the north, that the whites and their offspring who invaded Kemet were familiar with. The term for water in the language of Kemet is Mu. Mu Hap Met thus means waters, Mu, of the northern Nile, Hap Met. It refers to the god Hap, this spirit force in creation, as he operates through the river water of the northern Nile. The whites corrupted the title of the god of the waters of the northern Nile, Muhammet, into Muhammad. For thousands and thousands of years, Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, have communicated with the god Hap and invoked his spirit under the names Hap Reset, Hap Met, and Muhammet. Not only have we fed our bodies with the water of the god, we have also energized our spirits with the unique energy of this spirit who operates through this river water. Every year, the rainy season in the land south of Kemet causes the water of the great river in Kemet to swell until the river floods its banks, creating a tremendous lake. After a certain period, the flood waters begin to decrease until they are no longer flooding the land on both sides of the river. The land on both sides of the river, after having been underwater for a period, is now very wet and fertile. At this time of the year, the people of Kemet have always gone out to plant seeds in this fertile soil. Because the land is so wet and fertile after the flood of Hap, a harvest of large crops was usually guaranteed. The coming of the god Hap to soak the land on both sides of the river is thus the coming of one who is a bringer of a great harvest, abundance, a good life, and peace. The whites applied this knowledge of the god Hap Met to a fictional white male and created the false belief that this fictional character was the last messenger of God and came to bring the world peace, or Islam. The term Islam is another corruption of the whites. The root of the term is Salim. Salim is a corruption of the name Sarim, which is an ancient title of the god Hap. In the language of Kemet, Sarim is composed of Sa, which means shrine or sanctuary of a god or goddess, and Rim, which means tear or moisture from the eye. The swelling of the waters of the river is said to be caused by moisture or a tear from the eye of Ra, Raet, the great spirit, because moisture in the eye indicates compassion. The goddess Osset, as she operates through the star system Sapatit, called Sirius, was referred to as the Eye of Ra. It is from Osset, or Osset Sapatit, the Eye of Ra, that the divine teardrop falls, which begins the swelling of the river Hap every year. This is because the yearly flood of the river was occasioned by the rise of the star Sapatit. When this star, which is the brightest star in the sky, would rise at the beginning of the year, it was an indication that the great flood was coming. Thus, for thousands of years, the people of Kemet have celebrated the beginning of the flood of the river Hap during a holy day, now called the Night of the Drop, meaning Night of the Divine Teardrop from the star Sapatit, or Eye of Ra. The river Hap is a sanctuary, Sa, of the divine moisture, or tear, Rem. Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, dependent on the god Hapmet, or Sarem, for survival and abundance, as a means to maintain peace as a way of life. The whites corrupted the god Hapmet's title, Sarem, into Salem, Issalem, and Islam, and claimed that it meant the religion, or way of life of peace. The spread of Sarem, or Muhatmet, the waters of the northern Nile, over the country was corrupted by the whites into the spread of Issalem, or Islam, and Muhammad, throughout the country. The god Hap is also the spiritual force operating through the great river of stars called the Heavenly Nile. He is thus referred to as Hap-Ur, meaning Hap the Great. In your body, Hap operates through the blood which is made up mostly of water. Blood leaves your heart to flood the organs, structures, and tissues of the body. Cells in the body receive nourishment and energy from this flood so that they can execute their function in the body. The various functions of the god Hap, as the spirit operating through the river on earth, the river of stars in the sky, and the river of blood in your body, were corrupted by the whites, applied to their fictional white character Muhammad, and used to manufacture a life story for this fictional character. The whites and their offspring have no special connection to the Supreme Being. They have never had any prophet sent to them from the Supreme Being teaching any religion, and this they will never have.